Welcome back. Welcome back on a Tuesday. It's a two for Tuesday. Sam Crowley, I guess it doesn't matter what day it is because we'll fire two, three, four, or more out there for you. The dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. I want to talk today about the reason I got a second podcast today. I want to talk to you today about Five Guys. Five Guys Burgers. I listened to an interview with the founder, Jerry Morrell, over the weekend, and it was fascinating. They were founded here in the D.C. metro area. I don't live in D.C. I meant here in the United States because we have an international following with the Everyday Saturday podcast. So here in the U.S., back in the mid-'80s, 1986 or so. And it was really fascinating because Jerry's story, Jerry and Janie Morrell, who founded Five Guys, husband and wife, have four sons, hence Five Guys, Jerry and his sons. But they really, their story really it encapsulates the whole entrepreneurial journey. You don't got to own a burger joint. I mean, this is just, he gets it, man. He got it. He was a financial planner, and he was kind of bumping around. He went to college in the 70s, and he was doing financial planning and working. And I'm sure you can find this interview just like I did online somewhere. But let me give you the Reader's Digest version of it, okay? Because I want to kind of tie this into all the emails and tweets and messages I get online. But Sam, someone else is already doing that. But Sam, I don't know if this idea is good enough. But Sam, can you make a flipping burger? Can you make a burger? Hey, you want to hear all the research that went into Jerry's decision? Would you like to know all the deep dive and business plan and pro formas and everything that he did and all the focus groups and everything that went into it? He saw a guy making a burger. He was observing somebody in his hometown or one town over within a few miles, and the guy had a picnic table or two set up inside of like a tent, and he only made burgers. That was it. He just made burgers. And Jerry's like, geez, that's a pretty simple concept. And you know what? The guy loved making burgers. That was it. He loved, geez, do you see anything in common between what Sam talks about all the time? He loved it. You could rip him out of bed at 3 in the morning to make a burger, and he'd look like he ate a banana sideways. He was so damn happy, okay? So he didn't overthink it. Jerry's like, huh, he makes burgers. I like to make burgers. Jerry, do you got any experience? He goes, I don't know. You come where I come from, you better know how to make a burger. You have barbecues, you have people over your house, learn how to do it. And then he was on the boardwalk one day, and he's, I think it was Ocean City, Maryland he's talking about. And there was all these different places serving fries, basket of fries, fries here. But there was only one business that served fries that had a line around the corner, 100 people long, waiting just for a basket of fries. And he's like, I got to get fries, but not just any fries. I'm going to find out who that guy right there, that business, orders his potatoes from. This is a true story. What food vendor he orders his potatoes from, and I'm going to use the same food vendor. Success leaves clues. Hashtag newsflash. Okay. We're talking burgers and fries, folks. We're not talking splitting atoms. We're not putting O-rings on the space shuttle. No. We're talking the flipping burger and fries. And Jerry and the family from then on started serving only hand-formed burgers cooked to perfection on a grill along with fresh-cut fries cooked in pure peanut oil. And this little burger joint, just one at the time in the D.C. area, quickly developed a cult-like following. Isn't that what we want? Not cult in a negative way, but don't we all want just raving and rabid fans of our product, our service, our message, whatever it is? Don't overthink it. In 1986, from 86 to 2001, they only opened five locations in that 15-year period of time. I say only. I mean, they're in the D.C. metro area. But if you didn't live in that area, you couldn't eat a Five Guys burger. And they built this rabid following. And then in 2002, they decided that people in the metro area shouldn't be the only ones to experience the burgers of Jerry and his four sons. And by the way, you want some sage advice? You know what Jerry told his kids? Here's your advice you're going to get. Start a business or go to college. Those are the only two things. So his son said, hey, I kind of like this business thing. And I'm telling my daughter the same thing. You can go to college. College has its place. I don't believe it's got this you need to go to college mantra like everybody, a lot of the people that where we live thinks it is and people online. Oh, where are you going to college? Where are you going to college? Where? I told my daughter, I don't know if I'm going to college. You should see the look she gets. That's the craziest damn thing. You know, she's a 4.2 student, does good. She's on the academic team, and she's telling kids, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to college. What? Yeah, going to college? What? Yeah, I don't know if I want to go 150 grand in debt, go back like 80% of the kids that go and live in my mom and dad's basement. I don't know if I want to be part of the 750,000 people with a college degree that fall into one of three categories: cashier, waiter, waitress, parking lot attendant. I don't know if I want to do that. Now, I know if I'm going into a specialized field, i.e. doctor, law, engineering. Yeah, I get it. Sure do need a degree, but I don't know. I'm not going to follow the herd, okay? So Jerry gave his sons the same advice: start a business, go to college, one of the two. Now, in 2002 and 2003, they decided to finally start franchising. And within 18 months, they sold out all of the franchise opportunities in the rest of the country. So check this out. Now they've got 1,500 locations in the U.S., Canada, United Kingdom, Europe, and the Middle East. And they've got another 1,500 in development. Guys, it took 18 months. They're sold out, completely sold out in the United States for franchises. All of that. Think about it. Just because he wanted to make a burger and he didn't overthink it. I'm talking about Jerry, the father, and Janie, the wife. And he's still, here's another thing I get. Should I keep my job, quit my job? Keep my job, quit my job. What should I do? Should I got to burn the boat, Sam. I got to be, well, you can and you will. Eventually, you're going to burn the boat. But remember, burn the boats means you're never going back. There's no way back. It doesn't mean, kind of maybe. That's what caused me, man. That's why I failed the first time, is I didn't burn the damn boat. I knew I could always take a mulligan and get a job. Probably back where I just quit. Now, I couldn't get a job as an executive. I get a job as a grunt, but that's fine. Either way, I knew I could get my health insurance back. When I couldn't get any of it back, that's when I burned the boat. And that's when I had the most success. But here's what Jerry did. He actually did not stop his financial planning business his first few years. I don't even think he stopped maybe in the first 5 to 6, 7 years, if I'm recalling the interview correctly. The bottom line is, get this question a lot. Should I quit my job and go for my dream? No, I don't really think you should. I don't think you should put all of that pressure on yourself unless you've got enough, and only you know how much is enough, in your reserves, because you ain't making money. I want to be a speaker. Great. You got to speak 50 times for free before you ever get paid to speak. A lot of people aren't going to tell you that. Now, you could knock those 50 out pretty damn quickly, but I'm still saying you've got to put the time in to master the craft to the point where people are going to want to pay you, okay? So Jerry kept his job, his day job as a financial planner, also ran Five Guys Burgers with his sons, and then, and only then, when he started courting investors, and he had people just throwing money at him. Why? Because they loved the product. You have anybody sampling your product right now? It does. Your product can be a blog, it can be a podcast, maybe get sponsors for that, advertisers for that. Whatever service you provide, it can be your message. If you're a speaker, do you have any kind of digital media kit, which can simply be like a PDF with some links to some YouTube videos? Doesn't even need to be videos of you in front of an audience. Can be a video of you speaking with some three-point lighting in front of a smartphone that takes video with a lav mic hooked up. I mean, is it any of that, huh? So people can at least sample your message so you can get investors? Think about how easy that concept is, but yet we get so far ahead of our skis, man. We're thinking 100 miles down the road, where all we need to be focused on is A, what do you really love to do? B, where's the market? Where's the consumer for that product? And C, get your ass going. That's it. That's the 3 points of being successful to make an everyday Saturday. Come on, man. Don't overthink this. I think that Five Guys Burger, go ahead and Google it, man. Look, check Wikipedia. Look at some interviews. I mean, I'm just giving you the Cliff Notes versions because I listened to it on my way to Indy. I was in the car. It's about a two-hour drive from Cincinnati to Indianapolis on I-74. And I was just enamored with the interview. It was about an hour long. I'm just like, give me some more of this, man. Give me some more of what this guy's talking about. Because he thinks had he not launched Five Guys, he'd just been a job the rest of his life. And this guy's in his early 70s, Jerry, and he doesn't know what else he would have done. He couldn't imagine not having this business. And here's the kicker, man. He feels like going after this dream of launching his business allowed him to be a better father to his sons. Oh, come on, man. Does it get any better than that? The amount of time that they spend together and they spent together as a family. Jerry brings all his buddies from back home. He says, here's another lesson. Never forget where you come from, which is another great lesson. He brings all his buddies from up in Michigan down on his big boat in Florida to spend time. He spends his money on them because he realizes making memories is way more long-lasting than making money. And feel so much better. Because, look, if you can't bring people with you to the penthouse, to the mountaintop, why the hell you ever want to be successful? To be up there and enjoy it yourself? No, bring people. That's all the fun, bringing people along with you. And he's been a better father, a better husband, and has more quality time than he could have ever had in that financial planning job because it kept him away from his family. Now he works with his family. So use that as inspiration to go for your dream and don't overthink it, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.